This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mike Carney will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. Both leaders will review the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada Strategic Partnership. They will also take stock of ongoing cooperation in key pillars including trade and investment, energy, critical minerals, agriculture, education, research and innovation, and people-to-people ties. The two leaders will exchange views on regional and global developments. Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Carney will also attend the India-Canada CEOs Forum this afternoon. Canadian Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday after a productive Mumbai leg. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that Mr. Carney was received by Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasad and was also accorded a ceremonial static guard reception. He added that a substantive agenda awaits, including Mr. Carney's official talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar welcomed Canadian Foreign Minister Anita Anand in New Delhi yesterday evening. Dr. Jaishankar said he looks forward to the Prime Ministerial meeting today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security at his residence yesterday. Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman attended the CCS, the nation's top decision-making body on security and strategic affairs. The meeting came in the wake of rapidly evolving global situation arising from the escalating Iran-Israel-US conflict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed India's concerns over the recent developments and emphasized the safety of civilians as a priority. The Prime Minister also noted that India reiterates the need for an early cessation of hostilities. Prime Minister Modi also spoke with President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, yesterday. Mr. Modi strongly condemned the attacks on the UAE and condoled the loss of lives in these attacks. The Prime Minister said India stands in solidarity with the UAE in these difficult times. Mr. Modi also thanked Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan for taking care of the Indian community living in the UAE. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said India supports de-escalation, regional peace, security and stability. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said that the Passenger Assistance Control Room, or PACR, under the Ministry is actively addressing grievances and queries of air travellers in view of the ongoing developments in West Asia. In a social media post, the Ministry informed that the control room has resolved 411 passenger grievances during the ongoing situation in coordination with airlines and airport operators. It further advised that passengers can reach out for support through the Ministry's official social media platforms, the Air Saver portal, or by contacting the helpline numbers 011-2460-4283 and 011-2463-2987. President Draupadi Murmu will launch the Delhi Lakhpati Bitiya Yojana today at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in the national capital. The existing Ladli scheme has been expanded and restructured into the Delhi Lakhpati Bitiya Yojana. Under the previous structure, 11,000 rupees were deposited in the name of each eligible girl child in case of an institutional birth and 10,000 rupees in case of a home birth. And in cricket, India stormed into the semi-final of ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in a must-win Super 8 clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. India will now face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.